Joining me now is Kate Cawley-Lowe, the manager of travel and trade media at Tourism Vancouver. She joins me today to talk about Dine Out 2005, one of the more popular dining features in Vancouver, as well as what to see and do in the Lower Mainland this holiday December. Welcome to the commentary.ca, Kate Cawley-Lowe. Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon to you, too.
We'll get to Dine Out in a sec, but I wanted to ask you about this press release that Tourism Vancouver put out recently. It says that visitors to the GVRD were up 8.3% this year. Are these tourists from outside Canada, or are they within Canada? Are they from British Columbia, or who are these people?
Yeah, the most tourists that visit us come from within Canada and from within our own province and nearby province, Alberta. So most of our numbers are from within Canada and probably represent the increase over last year and previous years.
Do they stay overnight in hotels, or do they have...
They do, yeah. That's how we track them. It's hard to track what we call visiting friends and relatives, which is another market, so it's based on hotel stays.
Now, obviously this has a significance on the... an impact on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
How significant is that? Is that something that we can see? But, I mean, I don't know if we can... gauge that by the amount of people walking on Robson, for example.
Right. Well, it's hard to say. It's great that our numbers are up. It takes several months to know. We are up over last year, but what our year-end results look like yet, we won't know until into 2005. But we can definitely say we've had a stronger year than previous years. What does that mean to our economy? It just means, you know, more spending in restaurants and hotels and retail. So it trickles down everywhere. And you probably could tell if you took a look on Robson Street. You'd hear a lot of different languages. You'd see a lot of people spending. I mean, maybe not so much right now because everybody's shopping for Christmas. But I think this summer, if you had a look around at some typical tourist destinations and even in the city, you'd see that it was full, or fuller than it was in the last couple of years.
And the post 9/11, I guess, the hangover after 9/11, that's over now. People are comfortable traveling.
I wouldn't say it's over. I think it's the kind of thing that really shook up the whole world. So it's taken some time for markets to get back. And the United States is one of our most important markets, and it's not up to where we would like it. So I definitely think people are a lot more cautious when it comes to traveling, but our numbers are strong, and certain markets are very resilient. The United Kingdom and Asia is bouncing back and is promising to be a very strong tourist market in the coming years. So I think that we're looking to market to new markets as well as the United States, which is, you know, obviously a huge market interest for us.
Now, I don't watch The Bachelor, but the recent installment, I'm told, he brought his date to Whistler, and they had dinner at the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver.
He actually brought his date to both Vancouver and Whistler, and I had the privilege of working on that date, and it was a lot of fun, and it's a great project for us. I mean, all the viewers that watch The Bachelor in the tens of millions, it's huge for us to be able to profile Vancouver and Whistler in such a great light. On the day they came, it was a beautiful sunny day, and they got to do some great things. False Creek Seawall, they had dinner at the rooftop of the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, and it's a really great opportunity for us to show Vancouver as a very hip, fun, cool destination to a demographic that has money and is interested in traveling to these kind of spots.
So, the impact of that on TV, that's felt already, is it?
I think so. It's felt in the sense that Vancouver needs to continue to have a strong reputation. So if you see it as one of the four destinations in the world that these people could go to and they choose Vancouver, it means it's a great place to go. And if it's showing it being warm and sunny with blue skies, it helps to, you know, bash those rumors that it's a cold place where there's not a lot going on. So I think we're very well known around the world, but we've got a long way to go to really develop our reputation as what our climate's like, what our activities are like, what our cuisine is like. So it goes a long way to sharing with millions of people what it can be like here.
Now, the convention center, the new convention center, ground was broken for that last month.
Yeah.
How are we doing in terms of getting the infrastructure up for 2010? Are we on schedule?
You know what? I actually don't know the exact details if we're on schedule, but I would say so. I would say everything will be ready for 2010, but that's obviously premature. But I don't know exactly if we're on schedule, but since we only broke ground last month, I'd like to say so.
Do you get a lot of calls from inquiry? I know you deal with the media, but mm-hmm. from your office, do a lot of people, when they call about asking about Vancouver, mm-hmm. is it in connection with the 2010 games? Is it because they've heard that we're hosting them, they're interested in coming here?
Well, Tourism Vancouver has a number of different roles. One of them is to bring large meetings and conventions into town, both short-term and long-term business, up to the next 10 years or so. So the convention center is a very big part of that plan into bringing more business and servicing more clients. And 2010 is another great draw. So that's more leisure travelers and people coming, you know, looking to come for the Olympic Games. And when the announcement was made July 3rd of last year, yeah, we definitely had a lot of calls about how people can get tickets and be involved and get rooms, but the truth is they actually can't get it for a couple of years, and there's a lot of protocol with the IOC and Vancouver's organizing committee as well. So we had an influx of interest definitely during the announcement, but after that, I mean, we definitely have interest, but it's not crazy.
Now, tickets tonight, there was another note that came mm-hmm. in the email that it recently hit $1 million in sales.
That's right.
That's like TKTS in New York.
It is like TKTS, and I don't think many Vancouverites really understand this great service that we have available for them, and it's basically, I think it's open Tuesday through Saturday, and it offers half-price day of tickets on not only Ticketmaster sale product, but also independent theaters and sporting events and all those kind of things. So I guess the caveat is they have to come down during the day of the performance, but $1 million is excellent, although I do think it's underutilized, and a lot of people could experience more sports and culture half-price by just popping down to our info center. You can also check it out on tickets tonight.ca. There's a phone number as well, so you can just, instead of coming down, you can see what's on sale for that day and then come down and buy the ticket. So
I've used it before. I haven't used it for discount tickets, but I was in the area, and so I ordered tickets for something else and paid regular price. Now that's the booth. That's within your office there at Canada Place, right?
It's actually not Canada Place. It's a plaza level on 200 Burrard, which is Burrard and Cordova. It's sort of kitty corner to Canada Place, very close. And if you think of all the people in the office buildings that work around here in the thousands, I mean, I don't really think people use it as much as they should. It's excellent service for tourists and locals. You can get so many great deals. And because it's not just Ticketmaster product, it stocks so many of the independent and theater and sports and all the great things we have going on. So especially over Christmas, it's great if people come down or check out the website first and just, you know, get tickets to the Graduate or theater sports and all the fun stuff that's coming.
And that's tickets tonight.ca, and I get the email every day, so
great.
I suggest the website tickets tonight.ca. The $1 million in sales,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's tourists, as you said, right?
It's total sales since the Ticket Tonight booth opened.
But the locals haven't been flocking to it, as you said, right?
I can't say for sure who's been using it, but I think just in getting the word out, the people, it doesn't have the kind of flagship location that TKTS has in New York, nor the reputation. So I think unless you know it's there, you might pass it by. So we continually try to get the message out to locals. I try to do it with media all the time. And we know many tourists are already in our info center getting information, and they see the booth right there. So I'm sure that a lot of locals are in on this great secret, but we've got, 2 million people in Greater Vancouver, and we would like them all to come down when they're looking for a show.
Yeah. I know December, is that a busy month for the tourism industry? Do a lot of people come to the Lower Mainland?
I think it's not as busy as our peak season, which runs May through September, but definitely local markets are coming to Vancouver, and within BC, I think it's deemed a great destination to go shopping and get some, you know, cool presents and sort of make a night of it. And it's not as far as travel media goes. We actually have a lot of visitors coming right now from the United Kingdom, which they're looking to go to Whistler and then come to Vancouver for a city break and write about that for their daily magazines, daily newspapers and magazines. So it's not as big a tourist time as other parts of the year, but it's a great opportunity because there's definitely lower prices, it's shoulder season, and there's just a lot of fun things to do right now because of our mild climate.
For locals, there are a lot of things for locals to do mm-hmm. in the month of December, are there not?
I think so. A lot of them are sort of Christmas related, but people can go up to our local mountains and they can, when they're open, which won't be long, and things like snowshoe fondue, Gross Mountains Peak of Christmas started last week, and they've got live reindeer up there, Santa's Grotto, they have a skating rink, all kinds of great things. It's not just for kids. It's really a lot of fun and gets you in the Christmas spirit right away. And then there's a lot of great plays and things like that going on, and it seems like all kinds of local restaurants are doing special menus and at special times, and they have sort of early bird deals where you can go in and try some great restaurants as well. And a lot of local spas are offering special packages right now, and if you want to take a look, you can just go on tourismvancouver.com to the media website and then click on our new and coming soon newsletter, and we've got a whole bunch of Christmas ideas up there and a whole bunch of December activities as well. So there's just dozens of things you can do, from getting out to see Massive Change at the Art Gallery or some of the Christmas craft fairs that are going on in town. And I bet we're one of the only cities in Canada where you can get in a kayak and paddle around the ocean or get on a bike and go around the seawall without freezing to death. So we're really lucky.
Absolutely. Now, we brought you on because we wanted to talk about Dine Out 2005.
Yes.
There are, I'm sure, people listening to us this afternoon who probably aren't familiar with it. And
okay.
How long has this been going on?
Well, the promotion coming up in January will be our third year. It's bigger and better than ever, and that's not a new idea. Other cities do restaurant promotions, but for us, it's been tremendously successful in terms of visits to restaurants and consumers really supporting the event. So next year's event begins January 21st, and it runs 14 days through February 3rd. And there are some new things this year over last year's promotions. Probably a lot of consumers are already asking us what restaurants are participating. Can I see the menus? But this promotion was really designed with the restaurants in mind, and we do a lot of research, and they asked us specifically, please don't release the names and menus until January 1st because Christmas is their busiest period. So as of January 1st, all the names of the restaurants and their menus will be up on tourismvancouver.com, and people will have 3 weeks to make their reservations, and I think it will be exciting. So I can tell you there's 125 restaurants participating.
Really?
Which
is
up over last year by 14 or so. And we actually have added a new price point. So it's $15, $25, and $35, which gives some of the very high-end restaurants who are participating an opportunity to really bring in some premium ingredients and techniques, and they're really happy about it. And I think consumers will get more for their money.
Now, the restaurants, I assume, do they make money off of this? Because we wouldn't want them to think that they're losing, are they?
I think they don't make a lot of money off the promotion, but what it does is fill the restaurants when it's typically very not busy.
Right.
And it also provides an opportunity for consumers who wouldn't normally go to the restaurants, you know, Quattro, Lumiere, Blue Water Cafe, the high-end restaurants you hear about all the time. It just creates a window for them to try it, and if they love it, they'll come back for that special birthday or anniversary or something like that. So it opens it up to a whole new market who's not used to spending a lot of money or who's not familiar with all the restaurants. I know that, you know, people that I know who aren't in the industry just love to go and try all the different restaurants that they continually hear about, because we know Vancouver is a very much a food city, but not everyone can afford to or is interested in spending the full price.
Right. We're talking tourism with Kate Colley-Lowe of Tourism Vancouver. www.tourismvancouver.com is their website. $15, $25, and $35, those menus are fixed, are they not?
They are fixed, yes, but restaurants have also found the more choices they offer, the more business they get. So restaurants, I think, offer between 2 and 4 choices per either appetizer, entree, or dessert.
Right.
So there's loads to choose from.
And the new $35 level, what is that? That's $10 more than we're traditionally used to. What does that bring you, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, it's for the higher-end restaurants who were definitely not making a profit
right.
in the last couple of years. And again, we ask the restaurants what makes sense for you, what works for you. And so there are 3 tiers of restaurants, and there's lots of restaurants in the $15 and $25 category. And there's probably about a dozen in the $35 category. But it just allows them to use, you know, the foie gras and the special, you know, fruits and exotic vegetables and all these, you know, premium things like lobster, which are expensive. And $35 for a 3-course menu at a 5-star restaurant is still a great deal.
And the hotel deal, that's new this year, right?
Yeah, well, actually, we did have it last year as well. But
oh,
if you checked also on tourismvancouver.com, we have some special dine-out packages where hotel have partnered with restaurants, and usually it's their restaurant in-house, to create special deals. So it'll be one or two nights stay plus a Dine Out Vancouver menu plus some kind of special amenity like breakfast in bed or parking or tickets to an attraction. So I think there's about 10 hotels that are participating in that. And it's great, even if you're not from out of town, it's just a fun thing to do because we have some beautiful hotels. Come downtown, make a weekend of it.
Kate, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure that the people that visit our site will appreciate and enjoy the information that you've provided today, and they'll be planning the months of December and January vigorously, going to tourismvancouver.com.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Kate Colley-Lowe, Travel and Trade Media Manager at Tourism Vancouver, here on thecommentary.ca. I'm Joseph Plana.